to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Very important election, and that's really where the focus has to be. In fact, if you look at what this president, just going out and saying, I'm going to change the law on welfare. I'm going to eliminate the work requirement. Something that we fought for, President Clinton signed, huge transformation of the welfare rules, dramatic reductions, increases in employment, reductions in poverty, probably the single greatest accomplishment social welfare-wise in the last 20 years. And President Obama gets up and says, nope, I'm going to change the law by speaking. This sounds like a two-bit dictator, not a president of the United States.
That's Rick Santorum, who says Barack Obama acts like a two-bit dictator and not the president of the United States. It's all part of the discussion of the presidential race, and that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's John Scott talking to Karl Rove. Rove says, believe it or not, this is not the most negative presidential campaign in our country's history.
It strikes me that at a time when Iran is in, you know, reach of a nuclear weapon, perhaps, you've got Syria blowing up, you've got all kinds of attacks on U.S. forces in Afghanistan and the problems that could be attendant with that, the presidential candidates are talking about things like offshore bank accounts. Is this the kind of campaign that we want to be running? Are they talking about the major issues out there?
Yeah. Well, you talked about foreign policy. Think about the issues here at home. We had a bad jobs report.
Right.
We have a dropping consumer confidence. Yesterday, retail sales declined, the biggest decline, I think, in 3 years. I mean, we got a lot of issues. You know, growing debt, $4 billion a day added to the national debt. So, but you're right. This campaign is at a point where, you know, we've got a series of charges about Governor Romney that are, you know, that have already been undermined by the media itself, and we've got the Romney campaign trying to change the subject by attacking President Obama's policy of granting green energy projects to companies that, interestingly enough, had a lot of connections to his donors. But you ask an interesting question. Is this the worst, the ugliest presidential campaign in history? Answer is no. I mean, my personal favorite is what was said in the 1800 election between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, where they each employed the most vicious rhetoric in the communications media of the time, little newspapers, local newspapers, or the 1860 presidential election in which Democrats made outrageous charges about Abraham Lincoln. And the question is, after a tough election, can the winning candidate find a way to govern? And the answer is, we, in our system, seemingly generally find a way to govern and govern effectively to one degree or another.
Well, here's a quote from Stuart Rothenberg, a noted political observer. He writes today in his in roll call, he writes, the nature of the attacks coming from the Obama reelection campaign seems quite different from the attacks coming from their opponent. While Romney's campaign blasts the president's performance, agenda, and decisions, Obama's team has largely attacked Romney personally, trying to demonize him and discredit his experience. Do you agree?
I think Stuart put his finger on it. There's each campaign's attacking the other, but one's attacking the Romney campaign's attacking Obama on the issue of policy, whereas the Obama campaign is attacking Romney on the basis of personality and background. It's the trouble. This represents potential difficulties for each. President Obama is undermining the image that he created in 2008 of being a different kind of a politician, and runs the risk of generating a backlash, because every argument in politics generates a counterargument, and the counterargument here could be more powerful than the argument. People, particularly swing voters, could look at the president's arguments, calling his opponent a felon, that he is a vampire capitalist, and say these are over the top and unworthy of the man who occupies the Oval Office.
Well, Rothenberg echoes your point in that same article. He writes, the nature of the president's reelection campaign is troubling, given Obama's rhetoric 4 years ago about changing the tone of politics, and given the hope that so many people had that Obama would be a different kind of politician. The sitting president of the United States, who started off as an inspirational symbol of something better, something different, is running a typical nasty attack campaign. The question is, Carl, are the Romney folks responding in a way that you think is appropriate?
At some point, the Romney campaign has to effectively respond to these.
Coming up, the latest on the campaign trail, including Donald Trump's response when it's suggested he ought not to speak at the GOP convention. That's next on the Countdown.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we take people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Let's keep going on the presidential race. Here's host Tara Granaham talking to political analyst Darrell West. West got a personal response from Donald Trump when he said in an interview that Republicans ought to not invite Trump to speak at the upcoming GOP convention.
Did you get fired by Donald Trump?
Almost.
What's happening?
Well, it's funny. Yesterday, Politico interviewed me about whether Trump should speak at the Republican convention. So I replied the Republicans should send Trump on an all-expenses trip around the world at the time of the convention because he would bring them nothing but trouble. So I thought this was a fairly straightforward statement. And then yesterday, I get a call in my office from Trump's executive assistant saying he wanted my email address, so I gave it to her. And then shortly thereafter, I get an email signed by him in which he said, "Darrell, you are a fool. Best wishes, Donald J. Trump." So I felt quite honored that he was reading my commentary.
That's all it said. "Darrell, you are a fool."
Yes.
Wow. Did you write back?
I told him I was honored to be attacked by him. So.
Well, he doesn't miss a trick, does he?
So I guess he pays close attention to things that are said about him. He must have a Google alert.
Wow. So do you have any idea if, in fact, he will be involved with the convention?
Actually, it's still up in the air. Republicans have not announced whether he or Sarah Palin will be speaking. Both of them obviously would like to speak there. Palin, I think, should speak because she's a former elected official, has a very strong following among the GOP base. But I just think Trump raises too many issues because, you know, the birth certificate issue, he's now saying, in response to Obama asking for Mitt Romney's tax returns, that Obama should release his college transcript. And it just seems like you know, he's just going to raise a lot of problems and be a sideshow if he ends up speaking at the Republican convention.
Well, I think you're going to have to print that out and frame that email from the Donald.
Will do.
And if you have one of those sit-downs and let's all be friends over a beer, can I come?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's political reporter Joe Battenfeld talking to host Todd Feinberg about how presidential races are won and lost during the summertime, not in the fall.
There is a big debate in the Republican Party, though, but related to this vice presidential thing, is whether Mitt Romney is sort of allowing Barack Obama to dominate the discussion. Of course, the media is helping out a great amount with all this talk about Boehner. You know, a lot of people, there is this misconception that the presidential campaigns don't get going until the fall. Really, they don't. The presidential campaigns are won and lost in the summer. Look at John Kerry. 8 years ago, during the summer, the Swift boat attack, that was all during the summer. And Kerry himself said not responding for a few weeks was the biggest mistake he ever made. Also, Michael Dukakis, 1988, he goes out to Western Massachusetts, takes 3 weeks off in August, and basically to be governor or just to take it off. During that whole time, of course, the Republicans are going after him on Willie Horton. He loses. He had lost the election right there. So these summers are very important, and this whole Boehner story, whether it's true or not, and a lot of it is not, of course, that doesn't matter to most people, I guess, but it's really seeping into the public consciousness. It's into pop culture now, comedians talking about it constantly. So these things get ingrained in people's minds, and I think that's why the Romney people aren't doing much about it, and there's a lot of consternation in the Republican Party about why he isn't going out more forcefully.
Nevertheless, I think the Romney campaign is showing a fair amount of confidence about this, that they have a plan.
Yeah.
They certainly have known for the last 18 years or so that at this point in his presidential campaign, Boehner Capital would be a big story, and they've known what the answer is, yet they didn't worry about it enough to go out and preemptively build up some image of Mitt that included understanding Boehner Capital, teaching people about what private equity is.
Right.
They didn't do any of that preparatory work. I guess we have to trust them that they have a plan for dealing with this, and maybe the plan is announcing early who the vice presidential pick is.
It may be that. I mean, it's a big leap of faith to trust them on. It may turn out to be a genius move because they want to focus on the economy. And according to their polls, it's not really moving voters, this whole Boehner thing. But I can tell you it's getting into the public consciousness. So people are going to remember that come November. But anyway, this whole VP thing, if he picks them this week or not, they're either doing it early to take people off the Boehner thing, or they're talking about it early to take people off the Boehner thing, because they may just be wanting to talk about it for this whole week. Romney is going again to Ohio, I believe, again, where Rob Portman is from, of course.
Yep.
He's going to New Hampshire now on Friday. A lot of speculation about that. Is he going to do like a VP tour? But on the other hand, he may just be doing it to distract people, because everybody loves the VP story. So that could just distract the media, try to get the focus away from Boehner. If he doesn't do it this week, he's not going to do it for at least another probably 3 weeks, because the Olympics are coming up.
Yeah,
next
so
week.
He's going to be, Mitt's going to be traveling, right?
Yeah, and he's not going to do it in the middle of the Olympics when people are paying attention to that. So it's either this week or not for another 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm not sure if he's, I'm not convinced that he's going to do it this week or not. It seems pretty early to me.
It does, and it undermines the month of August. I mean, what do you do to create excitement later?
If you grab that excitement
now.
Up next, let's move on to a sort of new development, the scandal at Penn State. Next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the hot hits. Here's host Bob Durgin with attorney Paul Rominger about a 1998 molestation charge against Jerry Sandusky that the local DA decided not to pursue, and how that same district attorney has mysteriously disappeared.
It was investigated, and the end result was that the now presumed dead District Attorney Greikar decided not to file any charges. First of all, it was investigated by the police department, right?
Correct.
And do you know? Now you were a co-counsel for Sandusky. Did you look at the records of that particular case as to what the police found and what and Greikar, what he said about not filing charges?
There really wasn't any written communication of the correspondence between the police department and Greikar. The police officer did testify at trial that he had recommended charges and that Greikar had declined to do that, feeling that he didn't think there was enough evidence, and also acknowledging that the Department of Public Welfare declined to make a finding, thinking there was not enough evidence as well.
Now, when a district attorney decides not to file criminal charges, does that DA file a report for his files explaining why he decided not to file charges, other than saying something more than just, well, there wasn't enough evidence?
There's no requirement that a district attorney give specific reasons. And just like a judge, or just like any other administrative agent, particularly high agent, there's no requirement that they lay out their thought process. In other words, you're not entitled to know their thought process if they don't want you to know it.
Now, that was back in 1998 that case was investigated, right?
Correct.
And that was back in 1998 when Greikar decided not to file charges?
Correct.
When did he turn up missing?
A number of years after that, because I remember going in front of him in 2000, I think as late as 2002.
Well, that's only 4 years.
Okay. 4 years.
Yeah, okay. In your heart of hearts, do you think that he met with foul play?
I have no idea what happened to Greikar. My understanding is there was a history of mental health issues, and his brother committed suicide at a very similar age. So that's an overlay you have to keep in mind. It's weird how his laptop was found, the car was found. But it's like this Luna guy down in Maryland, the federal prosecutor, that they later ruled to be a suicide.
Do you think that the police investigated his turning up missing thoroughly?
I would think that the Pennsylvania State Police did as professional a job as they always do, which would be very professional.
Here's host Dory Munson talking about some of the latest developments in this rather bizarre story, including how it appears that Joe Paterno tried to use last year's investigation as a way to get more money out of Penn State.
Paterno, actually, after the Sandusky investigation began, he attempted to get a raise from Penn State University. He had a contract that was going to go through 2012, but he said, I'll step aside after the 2011 season if you give me a raise up to $3 million a year. So he was actually using the investigation and the attempts to get him to step aside as leverage to get more money. Paterno's family says, we don't believe the free report. We're going to do our own investigation. I tell you what, though. Joe Paterno, who I thought was a revered figure in sports history, they've got a statue of him on the campus at Penn State University. They got to take that statue down. This is a guy who pretty obviously enabled a child molester right under his nose. So I mean, they got to get rid of the statue of Joe Paterno. His football legacy is greater than the horrible, monstrous acts he helped protect. So it'll be really interesting to see what Penn State does. They do have a mural that includes Joe Paterno, and in the mural, Paterno actually had a halo over his head. The artist of that mural went in this weekend and removed the halo, but Paterno is still a part of it. But they got to get the statue down. Enough of honoring this man.
Okay, we got a lot of rehashes this week. We go back to discussing health care when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Vic 12 millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We are working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, back in the review mode. What's going on? We're leading up to the top 10 that we have every weekend. This is the weekday edition, and we move into Obamacare. Here's host John Arneson with one of his callers who's trying to organize a nullification of the president's health care plan in the state of Montana.
What are your guys' principles against Obamacare?
The main principle is it's violation of the 10th Amendment and the rights of the people of the state of Montana and our sovereignty.
Right. Very good. And what do you guys hope to get accomplished? I mean, what is your end goal? Obviously, to get Obamacare nullified, but how do you hope to do that?
Well, we have model legislation is ready to be introduced into our 63rd legislature here in Montana. We will be moving that forward. We'll be gaining support throughout the summer here. We will be looking to make sure that we have a lot of our representatives and senators on board. We went this direction at our last session. But unfortunately, we didn't have enough people with courage to stand up to the federal government at that time. But I think that's changed, and I'm very excited that we will be able to make that happen this time around.
Of course, for folks that aren't as familiar as some with the amendments, the 10th Amendment limit the power of federal government to those delegated to it by the Constitution. And that really is your core belief right there against Obamacare.
Absolutely. It's not in Article 2, Section 8 of the United States Constitution given that authority, and those powers are not delegated to the United States, are reserved for the states and their people, period.
Right.
End of subject.
Right. Now, have you talked to Rick Hill about this or John Sonju?
We have talked a little bit about it over the past several months, but we never really did get to the point of really getting down into the meat and potatoes of the issue, and haven't had a chance to show him the legislation that we're going to be pushing forward. But we will be making that happen in the next coming days.
Here's host Terry Miners with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about what McConnell thinks needs to be done to Obamacare.
Let's just go back to the Supreme Court's decision
and the fallout that's gone on, because I think Americans are pulling back and forth on this, what's going to be best for America in the long run. We know that President Obama was delighted with that outcome, but how do you think that changes as we move toward this election in November?
Well, first, from the country's point of view, it was a huge mistake to have the federal government take over all of American health care. And even though the Supreme Court has said that's permissible, they leave it to the voters, permissible under the Constitution, they leave it to the voters to determine whether it's a good idea. And there are plenty of things we've done that were not unconstitutional. There are also big mistakes for the country. The pillars of the Obamacare are the individual mandate, which the Chief Justice called a tax. The president and his allies on this issue consistently denied that it was a tax, but the Supreme Court has the last word. It's a tax. Interestingly enough, 77% of the revenue raised by this tax will come from people making less than $120,000 a year. So it's a middle-class tax cut, another thing the president promised he wouldn't do. Now, what I have said is if the American people make me the majority leader of the Senate and elect Mitt Romney president, repeal of Obamacare will be job one. The second pillar of Obamacare was the massive increase in the Medicaid mandate for states. 7 out of 9 of the Supreme Court justices said the federal government can't make states take all of these additional people onto the free health care rolls. I think 8 states have announced so far they're not going to do it. And it'll be interesting to see what our government, state government Owen Frankfort, decides to do on this. It would add 400,000 Kentuckians to the free health care rolls. I spent a lot of time, Terry, in various hospitals, having hospital town hall meetings over the last year and a half. I can tell you that regardless of the size of the hospital, our Kentucky hospitals can't handle the Medicaid patients that they have now, not to mention adding 400,000 more. What that would mean is that 30% of Kentuckians would be getting free health care. So each state will have to decide whether they want to accept that additional financial burden, and it'll be interesting to see what our representatives in Frankfort decide.
They're already saying, Senator, that there's no way they can do it. They can't handle what they have now, so there has to be a meeting of the minds on this.
Well, it's optional. 7 out of 9 Supreme Court justices said the federal government couldn't make the states do it. Each state, I guess, will have to assess its own financial condition and decide whether it can afford it. I can tell you this, the Medicaid program that we already have, along with education, the two biggest items in every state budget, Kentucky's and every other state budget. And the Medicaid, rising costs of Medicaid are the reason college tuition's going up. I'll tell you why. As Medicaid costs rise, each state cuts back on education. That's passed on to the universities, and they raise tuition in order to make up for it.
Okay, just over a week until the Summer Olympics, and the controversy over the uniforms and some of the other things going on at the Olympics when the talk radio review continues.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal Housing Lender. License now 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The hot hits on the air. Summer Olympics time. Here's host Jim Browdy along with Hank Morris talking to designer Joseph Aboud about the uniforms the American athletes are wearing from China.
One more time, here's the Democratic leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, explaining why he's really upset about this, what he wants him to do. Here is Harry Reid.
I am so upset that I think the Olympic Committee should be ashamed of themselves. I think they should be embarrassed. I think they should take all the uniforms, put them in a big pile and burn them and start all over again.
Okay, so Hank Morrison and I totally agree that we're appalled, but Hank decided we should do something really unheard of in talk radio, which is talk to someone who actually knows what they're talking about. So Hank decided to invite his good friend who calls him Hanky. What is that about? That would be, of course, be the legendary designer Joseph Aboud. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Okay, Joseph Aboud, let's first start with the politics of this thing. When you heard that America's 500 athletes at the opening ceremony 11 days from now are going to be dressed in this beautiful red, white, and blue Ralph Lauren made in China, what was your reaction?
You know, I think it was a terrible oversight, in my opinion. I think Ralph Lauren's an amazing designer.
You bought it yours?
Yeah, I know. I worked for Ralph.
Oh, that's right. I knew that, actually.
That's right. Yeah, I designed for him for 5 years. He's a very talented designer. I think someone in his organization didn't really focus on the kind of sentiment there was going to be for Made in America. Forget about all of us. I heard you this morning talking about what we wear and looking at our labels. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing for opening ceremony with our team is they should be Made in America.
Now, by the way, you are in your former life, in your current life. What are you doing now? What are you running now?
Right. Hickey Freeman, I basically am president and chief creative officer of a group called HMX, which we own Hickey Freeman, Made in America since 1899.
Is that really true?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Hear this. We also have Hart Schaffner Marks. It's 125th anniversary this year. It made uniforms for our soldiers in World War I and World War II.
That's very great.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, when Joseph Aboud was merely Joseph Aboud, when you were young and irresponsible, didn't you have a plant in New Bedford or something? Didn't you were doing all your stuff here, right?
Yeah, my whole career has been about Made in America.
Okay, so let's deal with this issue for real people, and then we'll get back to the Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
And Hank, you should feel free to participate.
And how fast can you get the Hickey Freemans over to London?
Okay,
about a week ago, we find out that all these uniforms are made in China. So let's say that was 20 days before the Olympics.
Right.
Harry Reid has a stroke and said, I wish he had a stroke about a lot of things, and says, burn the damn thing, start all over again.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, could a Joseph Aboud, either you or a Joseph Aboud like American manufacturer, have come up with a decent uniform for 500 and some people in 3 weeks?
In reality, no.
Really?
In reality, could we make it? yes, is a distinction. We'd have to design it. We'd have to fit it. We'd have to get to the athletes.
All right, you got
to
fit it for 500.
Yeah,
I forgot about
this
that.
Is not about taking a bunch of clothes. There's a lot of dynamics here that go into it. Let's put the design aside. Let's say I could come up with a design in 24 hours, a great concept. Then I got to get it. Could we make it and manufacture it? We would stand on our ear to do that. But the reality is, you know, it's more about looking forward to the next delivery.
So the reality is once they had made the mistake and once it became public.
Yeah. And now Ralph Lauren comes out and says, yeah, but 2014, the Winter Games,
yeah.
It'll be made in America. Who cares?
Right.
Here's host Mike Slater. He thinks it's ridiculous the way politicians on both sides have jumped on the bandwagon, this uniform bandwagon, just because they're made in China.
You heard it on Friday is when this breaking news story broke. The USA Olympic uniforms. They're made by Ralph Lauren, but sewn in China. And people are outraged. Harry Reid said we should put them in a pile and burn them. And then Nancy Pelosi got in on this, and so did John Boehner. So left and right, everyone is furious at Ralph Lauren, which is absolutely absurd, because I would love to look in the closets of these politicians to see if they have a single article of clothing sewn in America. Even, this is my favorite of them all, even Donald Trump spoke out against the Olympic uniforms being made in China. Donald Trump has his own clothing line that is made in China. So the hypocrisy stinks from a mile away. How can someone with their own clothing line, with their name on the clothing line, made in China, complain about something that is made in China? Explain that one to me. Anyway, the Senate Democrats passed a, because there's nothing else going on in the country at all, they passed a Team USA Made in America Act in the Senate, where all uniforms have to be made in America from this point forward. Now, we should not forget that the U.S. Olympic Committee is a private organization. It's not a government program or anything. It's a private group. So the Senate has zero constitutional authority to tell a private company where they have to buy their product from. So that's point number one. But past all that, this is the dumbest debate ever, because it's good that our clothes are made in China. It's good news. We have to get past this idea that all that matters is the assembling of parts. It's true that we don't sew clothing anymore in America. For the most part, we don't sew clothing in America. But we design clothes here. It's not like a Chinese company. It's not like Ralph Lauren's a Chinese company. We design the clothes here. We brand clothing here. We market clothing here. We retail clothing here. Ralph Lauren is a $5 billion American company. They have 13,000 employees in America. 13,000. None of them sit around and sew all day. We let the Chinese do that. Because who wants to do that all day? So we let some Chinese people do it for a couple bucks.
Here's radio man Charlie Sykes with NBC's over-the-top coverage in his focus. He thinks there are 5,000 hours of footage available online already for the first time ever.
The Olympics are about to begin, and NBC has laid out, I mean, this is a huge amount of money. I mean, this is a $1 billion bet on their part. I don't have exactly how much they, well, billions of dollars. Apparently NBC paid billions of dollars for the U.S. broadcast rights, and hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising revenues are obviously at stake in the coverage of the Olympics, the Olympics being one of the biggest, most lucrative events in the media, but also high risk. NBC is doing something very unusual this year, and there's an interesting debate about whether or not people think this is going to backfire on them. Let me just give you a little bit of history. In 1996, when the Olympics were in Atlanta, NBC broadcast 171 hours of Olympic events. All right? 171. Do you know what NBC is planning to do for the London Olympics? 5,535 hours. Now, it's not all broadcast over the air. Here is the deal. executives of the network have decided to do away with their old formula of keeping big events under wraps until the primetime evening broadcast. Instead, every Olympic event will be available live online for cable and satellite subscribers who will be able to select events from a menu at NBCOlympics.com. Obviously, this is a huge gamble. The Wall Street Journal has a front-page article over the weekend. NBC has called the Olympics its billion-dollar laboratory, a chance to figure out how to satisfy a modern audience with the right balance of online and broadcast television.
Coming up, we shift the focus to the twists and turns in the Martin Zimmerman case. So we go back to Zimmerman and the latest from his hijinks in a moment.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk world is what we talk about here, reviewing the hot hits. Here's host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Matt Gutman. They talk about the most recent strange turn that this case has taken as a woman from George Zimmerman's past comes out charging him with molestation.
Here's one that nobody saw coming, I don't think.
Actually, a lot of us did see it coming because we knew about this woman months ago. She did not talk, but we heard that a cousin of George Zimmerman's had called police to complain about him and to say that he had some sort of inappropriate sexual relationship with her at a very young age. Now, we didn't report it because, as far as we knew, she'd never gone public. She'd never gone to the authorities beforehand, so we didn't feel that we had enough to go on. So we felt that there was something out there. And then, finally, the judge allowed this testimony that she gave to the Sanford Police Department to come out, and it bowled most of us over. I mean, that part was pretty surprising. The extent of it, the fact that she alleges that Zimmerman molested her over a period of well over a decade, starting when she was six and he was eight. It lasted well into their teenage years. Not going to go into the details. It's a morning show, but you can imagine it's pretty ugly stuff.
Well, it's bizarre stuff. I mean, it's bizarre stuff to think of molestation happening between an 8 and a 6-year-old is pretty bizarre right off the bat.
Yes, it is. It's pretty awful. You know, and it's unclear what we should make of it. It's also unclear whether or not this will be admissible in court. What impact it will have is probably on Zimmerman's credibility. You see, because his entire defense relies on his credibility. And even before it goes to trial, he's got to prove to a judge in a stand your ground hearing about that controversial Florida self-defense law that he did act in self-defense, that he thought that his life was truly endangered at the point in which he shot Trayvon Martin, that 17-year-old, on February 26th. So in order to get the judge to believe him, he's got to have some sort of credibility. Now, over the past couple of months, George Zimmerman has showed the judge that he lied to the judge essentially to his face about all the money that he had during that bail hearing, well over $135,000. Now there's this other character coming out of the woodwork saying that he's a liar, that he lied to the family, that he molested me, and all of this stuff chips away at George Zimmerman's credibility. It's going to be pretty tough for Zimmerman's attorney to try to claw their way back into the judge's good graces, especially, Paul, since they just filed the motion to have him removed or recuse himself as the judge, specifically because he followed Florida law and allowed all of this material, including this testimony from his cousin, the witness, to come out and these 145 jailhouse phone conversations.
Here's host David Cruz talking about some of the new information coming out about Zimmerman's connections to Florida police.
Why is it that this has been one of the biggest mysteries in the Trayvon Martin murder case saga? What am I talking about? The cop connections that George Zimmerman has had all along, and in the beginning, they started telling us, oh, you know, we hardly knew the guy. I mean, we didn't know him. What do we know about what this guy's doing out there on his own? Let me tell you something. It turns out that this is a man who was very careful when he was being questioned. He was very careful on what he was responding, as if the information was scripted. Well, it turns out that indirectly, Zimmerman's closest advisor in the aftermath of the shooting has been a federal agent. He's a U.S. Air Marshal and a former Seminole County Sheriff's Deputy. His name is Mark Osterman. Now, why is this important? Because, look, guys, when the average citizen goes into a question session, I'm not going to say interrogation, because at the time, I don't think that they were looking at this thing as a homicide, like this guy is a killing suspect. They were saying, oh my gosh, we're just trying to get more information. But what you say can be very important. Why is it that we didn't know that the day that that video was played, he's out there the day after the shooting? How come we didn't know that this Mr. Osterman was there with him? Why didn't we know that? Why didn't we know that Osterman and Zimmerman were shooting buddies, according to the Miami Herald? Why didn't we know that? Why didn't we know that for the six weeks after the shooting, it was Osterman who gave George Zimmerman this safe place to go and find refuge? Why didn't we know any of that? In other words, why haven't we known about Mr. Zimmerman's cop connections that really do play a big part in the way he has been presented?
Find out more about the items in the countdown on the Talk Radio Countdown Show page at DougStephan.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.